N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.
Hello and welcome back to the N10 show. This week it's a brother and sister affair. First we hear from Alex, the brother, about West African drumming, djembe. And then we hear from his sister Sonia about the Alexandra Park Beyond Art and Music Trail.
The idea is that kind of your eyes moved around and the audience, there's not one focal point, it's that you move around the area and you experience different things. There's loads of sculptures around the trail as well, so it's kind of the mini trail we're calling it, and there's like a Jabberwocky and a Tweedledum and Tweedledee, and it's all made out of recycled stuff. Alison Recycleland.
You're listening to the N10 show with me, LJ. So we start this week with djembe. Alex Sabar, the musical director of the art centre Everyone's Climbing Trees, talks about the impact the West African drumming has had on his life.
Nowadays, djembe is spread all over the world. So it's in Japan, it's in America, it's in Australia. But it originally came from West Africa and some specific tribes like Mandinka. My daddy was from North Africa, and in there they have like dabuka that they play with it for show. It's like a belly dance type of drum, and they have certain patterns like doom 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 doom, like this type of thing. He would be in the house and he would play dabuka, but he was just messing. He wasn't a musician necessarily. We always said, "Come, Stefan, you need to play." So I would be about 3, 4. We would just sit there, and he would play, and I would play, and it was nothing. It's just what we're doing. So it makes it quite special.
Bass, tone, tone, slap. So try reach for the sound, but it's more about the rhythm. So I'm going to throw it the same way that could be throwing the other stuff to you. Throw it back.
When you were playing in the drum circle, sometimes the direction of the drum circle takes on something else. And that's why I first got into, like, you finding parts. So you're going, oh, they're doing this. Oh, let me do something over here. And you find a pattern that fits with something else. And you're trying to find patterns and different elements that can complement and make everyone all react.
It requires a response. This is a different signal. So. Boom, boom, bar. Thank you. Just check it. So, how does it sound? Two basses.
This was a very hard period when my dad passed away in my third year. I mean, me and him were very good friends. Mm. Just before he passed away, I was given a scholarship by the uni. My first interaction with the djembe music at uni, they had a djembe ensemble, West African traditional. The lady's name was Eliza Dickey, and she studied under one of the most famous djembe players, Mamadou Keita. When I first came in, I hadn't seen this, none of this stuff before. It's what I was doing already, but organized in such a way that everything was implemented. All the shapes that I may have had in my brain already, or some inkling of, or some type of way of connecting up the dots and the polyrhythms, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I was like, this is like my brain being reflected or something, but in some advanced form.
We have another one. 1, 2, 3. Yeah? So it's going to be 2, 2, and then 3. Boom, 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 boom.
Teacher that came in my final year, and this is when everything really started to kick off, and his name is Hans Sutton, and Hans is the best non-West African teacher in the country, and he breaks things down. He studied maths at Cambridge. It's like practical maths in three-dimensional form. So when you have like the dancing and stuff that interlocks with some of the patterns, It's like they're actually marking it. Sutton then took me on in Kingston, and I'd come back from Ghana, started my third year, my dad passed, and suddenly your whole world just goes poof. After that I deferred all my work apart from my djembe stuff and just put everything at that period of time, boxing and djembe. If you had to put it into something, to be honest, I wouldn't talk about these things. Is kind of, you have to talk about them because it is actually relevant. It's half the reason why I've gone into what I'm doing, but I don't usually talk about it, to be honest. Drumming on a Friday, I think people are coming because it is a sense of community. You have to put all your eggs together in a basket and play together. You get back the energy that you put in, and it's like a source, you know, you're tapping into something. So we talk about the coordination, we talk about, you know, the energy, we talk about the patterns. But that is, you know, the sound that is actually coming out.
Mm.
Why are we doing this for? You know, it's the main thing. But it's really loud, yes. There's something to be said about that bubble. There's a bubble. That's the only way I can explain this. There's a bubble. You can see it happen. Boom. Okay, we're inside. And it creates this space. And like we were talking about the dancing, when you're doing that stuff, it's like three-dimensional Xbox or something, I don't know. But it's a sense of space. A bubble of sound that envelopes everyone in there. And that's when you know you're in the right spot, playing the rhythm right.
Ready?
I started doing work in the people referral units. I feel in this country, like myself, like coming from my dad, that there's certain things that aren't there for us. It's not a coloured thing or a white thing or this, but it's exaggerated for, say, a lot of the young guys when they're mixed race or they're this. You go through the whole of school without being reached. For me, it gave me like a sense of extended identity and grounding. They're not extended, they're just waiting inside of you and it's already there. Recognition. But I think, just like myself, in the people referral unit, there's some of them that it's like, it just grounds them. And when you hear how they play, it's never quiet. When it suddenly the results show back, they seem to have that same recognition. Thank you.
that was Alex Sabar, and you can hear one of his drumming workshops, which he runs at 6:30 p.m. for an hour every Friday at the centre Everyone's Climbing Trees. They are drop-in sessions, so you can just turn up if you're interested to join in. I'll put all the details on n10show.com.
Is your website static? Do you want to make it more interactive? If the answer is yes, you need to book your place on one of our WordPress workshops. Let us show you how to create a website that will grow with your business. Twitter feeds? No problem. Ads? No problem. Payments? No problem. We'll even show you how to populate your site with content that will attract visitors. So what are you waiting for? Give us a call. Lindsay Miller from reddesk.co.uk did.
We work with small businesses offering business support from finance to events to social media. Since starting the course, I've decided to upgrade my own website and work on it myself so that I can upload and make an active website. It's been very useful because it's been step by step guiding you through every part of uploading a website instead of having to ask somebody else every time you're able to do it yourself.
To find out more, log on to courses.muswellhillmedia.co.uk or call us on 07976 933 911.
And now to Sonia Sabar, the sister, and the art trail she runs. It's coming up at the end of June and sounds like fun.
The idea is that kind of your eyes moved around and the audience, there's not one focal point. It's that, you know, you move around the area and you experience different things. There's loads of sculptures around the trail as well. So it's kind of the mini trail, we're calling it. And there's like a Jabberwocky and a Tweedledum and Tweedledee, and it's all made out of recycled stuff. Alice in Recycleland, they're making a caterpillar from Alice in Wonderland out of old hula hoops and fabric, and it's going to be like a Chinese New Year dragon style thing that will parade around the art trail. There's drumming, poetry and live music, of course. And then there's another event over on Albert Road Rec, and they're doing music and they'll be drumming there again. And there's a Mad Hatter's Tea Party, which the poets will be exploring and delivering their poetry from, so they're kind of climbing across the table. The open houses are all at different times, so it's generally the first house opens at 10 and they're all open at different points, so the point is that you as the viewer can choose what you like the look of, and you plot your trail. And then the music event on the green is Avenue Gardens is happening at 1, so that's 1 till 5. And then there's the film night at Everyone's Climbing Tree as well, which is 7:30 onwards. The immediate area are all getting delivered. The maps and the leaflets are getting delivered, and then we're going to leave them in loads of local areas like libraries and shops and pubs. And or also you can look online. So there's a website, apandbeyond.co.uk, and that's got all the listings. So if you didn't get a leaflet, you can look it up and plot your trail from that way, and there'll be the map up there and the mini trail. So a variety. There's also music as well, so it's not just art. So there's a guy called Stephen Barron. He's doing like a piano concert in his front room. So you can go. Last year everyone was sitting up the stairs and it was awesome. And everyone was sitting around and packed in, basically. There's also a guitarist, singer-songwriter, who's performing in his flat as well. So, and then there's artists, and there's some jewellery this year. There's all sorts, sculpture, textiles. Last year there was 25 homes open. This year there is 38. That was Sonia Sabar, and the music was by guitarist Graham Russ, who will be opening his house during the APM Beyond Art and Music Trail. So you can hear him play live if you fancy it. A link to the trail is on n10show.com. And that's all we have for this week. My thanks to Alex and Sonia Sabar and to Graham Russ. All the details from this week's interviews are online at n10show.com. And if you'd like to take part or have any comments, you can post on the website or you can follow us on Twitter at MuswellHM.
I won't say till next week, because there will not be a show next week because of the long weekend. We'll be back the following Wednesday, and until then, enjoy your long weekend and goodbye.
N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.